The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and our buddy Bill O'Brien just keeps giving us stuff to talk about. Let's have some fun. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Nick Sciarra filling in today, and will do a great job as he always does. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Thursday, which means the week's almost over. This thing's flying by. What's happening, Hoffman? How are things?
Things are sportsy. And stuffy. How about things with you?
About the same.
Okay.
About the same.
Yeah, I made a trip into town, and I'll go ahead and tell people now because they've got an hour left to do it. They're going to be out there until 5 o'clock. I went down to Damaris Barbecue at the 610-290 interchange, and we're down there with BioPledge, and Courtney's out there. For the promo or in like representing the station, and this BioPledge, there if you're a first responder, take your vehicle there, get your vehicle down there before 5 o'clock, and they'll do this for free. It's an antimicrobial treatment, effective against tons of viruses, fungus, bacteria, coronavirus. It doesn't say the COVID-19, like it's not evaluated, but it kills damn near everything else. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, influenza A, swine flu, H1N1, herpes, HIV. There's tons of things, E. coli, whatever you might have funky in your car. Again, they say they want to make it clear that it's not been evaluated for COVID-19. But chances are good, if you ask me, when you look at the rest of this list, I mean, it's killing everything. And it takes like 90 seconds. It bonds to the insides of your vehicle. And basically just it gets the funk out of there. So if you're worried that your car may not be the cleanest place in the world, and trust me, right now it's not the cleanest place in the world. It's just not. So if you have an opportunity to do this before 5 o'clock, if you're a first responder, get in there and do it. If you are not a first responder, you're thinking, man, I'd like that for my car. Take down this phone number and this email address. You can talk to either Dustin or Ryan, and it's 281-714-8517. Or you can just email biopledge@garneroil.com. And they'll get you taken care of. This is I went down and did it. It was a great excuse for me to get some Damaris barbecue as well. But yeah, and I mean it literally takes under 2 minutes. You're done. Boom, just like that. So I recommend it to people. It's a good thing.
Yeah, that's and you can still get it up until 5 o'clock at the Damaris on West Loop North and 18th. And really cool thing that they're doing. So get over there, first responders and medical professionals, for free. Can't beat free.
Free. And let me go ahead and make another announcement for the people. You know, you got to let people know. Jerry Bow and Kobo's Q, they're doing some great things. Basically, they are looking for people who are also kind of on the front line that are still out there every day. So if you know anyone who's working in hospitals or testing sites or in custodial work, Kobo's Q is hooking them up. and they're looking for people working in grocery stores, you know, clinics, police officers, anybody who's having to work every day through this thing. And they are hooking them up with a full rack of ribs, some chicken, some sausage, some potato salad, some beans. So if you can, this is or if you know anybody like that, follow at Kobo's Q or Jerry Bow at Jerry Bow Knows with a Z on Twitter, and let them know that you are that somebody, or you know that somebody who falls into that category, and they're going to hook you up with some badass barbecue as well.
Yeah, they're and you know what, Jerry Bow has been fantastic throughout this, and so is Kobo's, and so it's really cool what they're doing. They're treating 28 families to basically a huge meal. So hit them up, hit Jerry Bow up, hit Kobo's Q up, and you know, they're gonna take care of the people. That's what they're here for. So, well, that's all good stuff, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's a good way to crank up the show, and some guests today as well.
We do have some guests today, including a world champion, Joey Chestnut, the world champion hot dog swallower, will be joining the program at 4:30. There, if you consider competitive eating a sporting event, great news. There is live sports going on starting Friday, because there's going to be live competitive eating being broadcast on YouTube. So if you're into that sort of thing, we'll talk to Joey about it, about how it'll be different, in eating this kind of food in the comfort of his own home versus on a stage. If he's going to feel like there's more pressure or less pressure without a competitor sitting right next to him. But, I'm interested in what they're doing. Especially, I mean, I don't know if I can't, I won't lie. I don't know if I'd be interested if this was a normal time, you know, I don't know, but either way, I mean, it's rare that you get to talk to a guy who's regarded as the best to ever do what he does, and whatever you think of competitive eating, Joey Chestnut is kind of the consensus greatest of all time. He's like the Wayne Gretzky of food. So we'll talk to him. We'll talk to former Rice Owl Taylor McCarg in the 6 o'clock hour. We've got some draft talk. We've got plenty today. We got plenty of action today, Fred. Plenty of action.
Well, I for one am excited about that. So and. Bill O'Brien had his press availability today, so there's a lot to dig in from that,
as you might expect.
But, I mean, mostly answering things exactly the way you thought he would, but he was asked about a few things that we've been wanting him to be asked about, so we shall get to that at some point here fairly early on. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And, I think it'll be kind of fun to talk to Joey Chestnut. I always, what I admire about those guys that do this, they're all skinny.
Yeah, most of them.
I mean, I'm sure there's a few fat boys.
There's a few, though. They're just usually not as, like, when you see them walking on stage, it's like, oh boy, this guy's going to be great. This big fat guy. They're usually not the ones, you know, it's like with my son's baseball team, and sometimes there's some kids that it's like, oh my God, this kid is a monster. And there's kids who are 12 years old who look like Frank Thomas. And it's like, right. Oh, no. Typically though, if they look like that, they're probably not the biggest threats. Okay. I mean, there's something to it, but they're not the, oh my God, they're not as great as they look. Now you see a skinny guy who's up there and says, yeah, I can eat 65 hot dogs. That's the guy to fear, because that's a guy who he believes in himself, and he's not worried about what's going to happen to his body. I like that.
Well, it's a good betting tip for you. You know, if you're going to bet on who's going to win, skinny guy usually does it.
Oh, and by the way, this is absolutely bettable, 100%. We'll go through some of the odds as well. So, for those of you clamoring for action. We got action. We got action, baby.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that after we have him on, I'll want to bet on it. So, Especially if he gives us some insight into which one he thinks he'll do best at.
Yeah, I want to know how he's been training. Like, you know, this isn't just something that you can show up, you know, on game day and accomplish. You've got to your body has to have training. I've seen the 30 for 30. Okay? Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut, the two greatest ever. I've seen what they put their bodies through to prepare for these tests. And I don't know, in these trying times, has Joey Chestnut been able to get to the grocery store every day? I don't know. Is there enough food for him to really, really get ready for this? I don't know. These are questions that we'll have to ask the champ himself.
Well, that'll be fun, and it'll be good to have Taylor on too. He's a sharp dude. Played at Rice, and looking forward to talking a little college football and everything else with him in the 6 o'clock hour. And
a longtime blitzer, which obviously moves him to the front of the line.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That goes without saying. If, you know, if he'd been a longtime suspect, then no,
we wouldn't even have him on.
No, we just just reject him outright. We probably should save O'Brien until 5 o'clock because there's so much to dive into with that, and we got a lot of other stuff we can get to, and we've got Joey Chestnut at 4:30. But I need to read through it again just to make sure that, and then Nick has a lot of the audio, so maybe it sounds different than it looks.
We'll play some of the audio. We'll do that at 5 o'clock because there is a lot to get into. If you read the transcripts, it's kind of what you would expect. He does a lot of, like, if you ask him a question about DeAndre Hopkins, he will spend about 5 seconds talking about DeAndre Hopkins, and then he'll vamp for 45 seconds about how the rest of the offense is going to be strong. Like, that's kind of his move. So he's not avoiding questions. He's just giving a quick answer and then trying to make you forget about it by talking about some others. We call it the okey-doke. He's trying to pull the okey-doke on us.
Well, I'll tease one thing. There's one question he absolutely avoided, and it's one that we wanted to hear asked. And then, he also, when it comes to Deshaun Watson, they ask about his relationship. Boy, he talked himself in circles. So we'll get to all that. It's just, it's a pretty simple question. How's your relationship with Deshaun Watson? And did you talk to him before this trade? You know, and he did not give a simple answer. So.
He did not.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break here. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you're getting a chance to get outside and enjoy some of this weather while we have it, because it's been yet another beautiful day outside. And, go for a run or a walk or a bike ride or something, man. Or, take the kids outside and play basketball on your hoop's goal. I mean, lots of things you can be doing right now. And if you're stuck on lockdown, it's a good time to do it, because we're about 2 weeks away from living on the face of the sun again. So, not going to be fun to get outside.
I hear it could actually be like as early as tomorrow. The humidity and stuff will be back. And, it's pretty amazing right now.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, getting out and running every day, and it's just it's so much fun, because when the weather's like this, you have more energy, you run farther, you do more, and once it gets humid, it's like, oh, God, what am I doing to myself?
Yeah.
So, one thing I wanted to mention a lot, since one of the tech guys on the Twitter yesterday asked me if I would do, like, a writing class online. So I'm going to do it a week from Sunday. A whole bunch of people were interested. It's not going to just be writing. It's going to be kind of what I taught in my communications classes. So if it's something where it will help you with your meetings at work. I'll dive into some fiction and things like that and how to write short stories and all that, and sports stories, but also, how to write memos that are better, that people will actually read, how to have better conversations. It'll be, we'll make it something that'll be useful to everybody, even if you're not all that interested in writing. So, and if you are, then I'll get into some, I'll get into some details about the process that I use for writing fiction. I wanted to do it this week, but I want to wait until the novel's out, which, will be early next week at this point. So, that way people want to ask questions about that and how that came about. I've got the first version of it done, and now I go back and add and move stuff around. And, now that the whole story's there, there'll be some things that I want to tweak on it. And so it probably add about 10,000 words and hopefully be ready for the people to get it on, no later than Monday is the plan.
All right.
So, somebody says it's a blizzard here in Denver. It sucks. No running today.
Oh man!
You know what though? You'll be able to run in August in Denver, and we won't.
Exactly.
So, and by then maybe the world's back. Who knows? But did you see, Michael Jordan has some concerns about this 30 for 30 that's coming out, or documentary. It's not a 30 for 30.
I didn't know that he was concerned about it. I know it's coming out. I figured he'd be excited. What's he worried about?
He says it's going to make him look like a horrible guy.
Oh, huh. Imagine that.
Which,
I think Hitler had concerns about Schindler's List for some reason.
Yeah, when they found him in Argentina and asked him about it, he was like, oh, that's going to make me look like a bad guy.
Yeah, like, but he's just not, he's not, Michael Jordan, I know people don't want to hear this, Michael Jordan, I don't think he was the nicest guy in the world. And is he different now? Probably. I mean, he's grown a lot. He's probably not as, right now he's not as ultra competitive as he was when he was playing. If he is that competitive, then he's not doing very good at it, because what his job now, he's not having the most success at. But I would imagine that he's grown and he's like, oh, I might have been a jerk back in those days. But that's history, bro. If you were a jerk, yeah, it's going to make you look like a jerk.
Well, and I think people have a misconception of Michael Jordan, especially if you were a kid around then and you watched Space Jam, and you think, oh, wow, what a great guy. And if that's your image of him, then, yeah, you're probably going to be shocked to find out that most people knew at the time he was a complete turd. But, it also – and he says when people see this footage, I'm not sure they're going to be able to understand why I was so intense, why I did the things I did, why I acted the way I acted, and why I said the things I said. He says, when you see the footage of me riding with Scotty Burrell, you're going to think that I'm a horrible guy. But you have to realize the reason why I was treating him like that is because I needed him to be tough in the playoffs, and we're facing the Indianas and Miamis and New Yorks in the Eastern Conference. He needed to be tough, and I needed to know that I could count on him.
So the reason I was an a-hole is this.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, I don't know how much he's changed with old age, because there have been a few things that have come out where you're just like, dude, really? You're sounding like cranky old man. But, I agree with this. It says, look, winning has a price and leadership has a price. So I pulled people along when they didn't want to be pulled. I challenged people when they didn't want to be challenged. And I earned that right because my teammates who came after me didn't endure all the things that I endured. Okay, now you're getting into a little self-interest there. But he says, once you join the team, you lived at a certain standard that I played the game, and I wasn't going to take any less. Now, if that means I had to go in there and get in your ass a little bit, then I did that.
All right. Well,
so
listen, if you can explain away being an a-hole all you want, but if you're an a-hole, people are going to see it. Like, they don't be concerned that you're going to come across looking like something other than what you were. Because, that's what you were. You can't be concerned about how you look, because that's the history of it.
Yeah, and look, you can change, especially when you're not in that competitive environment anymore. But, I think there's a lot of people thought the same thing about Kobe. Kobe was too intense, and he could be a real jerk. Well,
yep.
That was a price of winning. And You know, I'm okay with it. I mean, it doesn't mean I want to play with the guy. I want to go get my one title so I can say I won a title, and then I want to get as far away from him as possible.
And by the way, not many guys who are in that conversation for all-time greats have, like, this, you know, scot-free image off the court or even on the court with their teammate. Like, a lot of them were a-holes. I think a lot of people looked at Kobe that way. I think that LeBron may be I think he's competitive, but I don't think that he's got necessarily a bad rap from anybody. There's people who are mad that he bailed on Cleveland the first time, but, you know, I don't fault him for that. But I don't think it's, like, outrageous for competitive guys, especially guys that are competing at that level, to be jerks about it. It's not unheard of. It's in fact, it's probably pretty standard. Most guys who compete at that level have a little bit of jerk to them.
No, or a lot of jerk. And
yeah,
you know, Robert says a lot of people that are the best at what they do are usually not the nicest people, and that's true. I mean, Nick Saban's not a nice person. I would not want to be around the guy, but he's damn good at what he does.
Urban Meyer, not a great guy. Bill Belichick, you want to hang out with him? I don't think so.
No. Bill O'Brien, never mind. but even,
you suck too!
Even locally, and as beloved as Hakeem Olajuwon was, it was only late in his career when he kind of got very religious that he became a guy you'd want to be around. He was the same way. I mean, he was almost impossible to play with for the longest time. And he had a temper on him, and he'd get technicals all the time. He just if people weren't playing up to the level he wanted, he'd try to get them out of there. And a lot of people don't realize that about Hakeem, but it is absolutely true. And it's just people kind of remember the end of his career where he was this sort of sage old man who could still play. And I think part of it was he really got seriously religious, and it changed how he acted. And, of course, they didn't win any more titles after that. But, you know.
Nice guys never win them.
Oh, well. But, I wasn't all that interested in watching this because I'm just not the biggest Jordan fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of am now, because if it brings out some of the stuff that, because back then you didn't have social media, and, you know, you could get up with a lot more stuff. And there's a lot of things that people just didn't know about athletes because they didn't, you know, they weren't all over social media, and everything wasn't under the spotlight the same way. That's why, I mean, I do think LeBron has some jerk in him, but considering the era he's in, it's nothing compared to what it would have been with Jordan.
Got somebody for the Kobo's meals. Brooke, who lives in Waller, she's a paramedic, and she's also the infection control officer for fire and EMS for the county. Her husband's a firefighter. She hasn't had a day off in like 30 days, so
jeez.
Yeah, so she's going to get the hookup from Kobo's, and it's one of many. I think there's something like 20. We're going to pick 28 families to do this for. So shout out. I mean, that's what a crazy job doing all the testing and stuff like that. That's pretty wild. So Brooke actually she was on the dating game that we were on. So in Magnolia, not in Waller. That's my bad. But same, it's all the same thing. It's the middle of nowhere. What are we talking?
It's not Houston, so.
Right. So, but yeah, shout out to her for doing a big job out there and all the people she's working with. And really, dude, I'm sure she's like one of a million stories like that because those people aren't getting time off right now. You know, everybody's work, and you know, she's got kids. You know, most of these people have kids. You know, you're dealing with that all day, then you got to go home to a family and not get them sick. It's no joke, man. We're actually pretty blessed that we get to sit here. I'm sitting in my freaking bedroom doing a radio show. Times ain't hard for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me too. That's exactly the kind of person that you want to do this stuff for. So that's great that she's getting hooked up. And thanks again to Kobo's Q. And like I said, Jerry Bowe has been fantastic in all this, and we've got another poker tournament coming Saturday that we're working on. And you know, we can't do what Brooke does, but maybe we can do a few things here and there to try to make everybody's lives a little better. And That's what we're all working on. And you know what, though? If you are out there working and you're driving around, you're probably going to get in an accident because it's still Houston. Even though there's 20% of the drivers out there, then 19% of them suck. And that's why you need Lawyer Dave, because as soon as you get in an accident, he's going to take care of you. What's going on, Dave?
Well, I just want to say on behalf of all the listeners, as a faithful listener myself, your recognition of the people that are giving to those that are in need in the COVID-19 crisis, I think that's top-notch stuff. But let me tell you, Blitz, is what happens when you get in a wreck. The first thing is you take pictures. The second thing is if you're hurt, you call Lawyer Dave, 713-626-8900. My secretaries are there today answering the phone if you want to talk to me right away. Consultations are always free.
Yeah, and what if they get misdiagnosed during this or something, and the doctors, they get screwed over by the doctors? You take care of that too, right?
You bet we do, Fred. I think 70,000 people die a year in hospitals because of medical mistakes. So we are one of the firms that looks at medical malpractice and dental malpractice very seriously. And if you have those kind of issues to you or a loved one, hit me up at LawyerDave.com or LawyerDaveLaw. Tweet me.
Yeah, and the cool thing is if they need medical attention because of the accident or any of this, then they don't pay anything up front, right? They don't have to pay a dime until they win, and you don't get paid a dime until they win.
That's right. We gamble together. And specifically, if folks have injuries and they can't afford or can't get to their medical treatment on their own, we'll set them up with a doctor that they need with no money out of their pocket up front. And if they need transportation, we'll give them a ride back and forth, too.
All right. Tell them again how they can get in touch with you.
You can hit me up at 713-626-8900 or LawyerDave.com or tweet me at LawyerDaveLaw or, by all means, get a hold of me through my friend Fred.
Yeah, you can always DM me or hit me up on Twitter or send me an email, and I will get you all the information if you can't remember it. And a lot of people do that, and I'm happy to pass it on. All right, they need a lawyer. What do they do?
They better dial Dave.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and we have a guest who is at the top of his sport, as A.J. called him in the first segment, the Wayne Gretzky of competitive eating. Very excited to talk to Joey Chestnut. Joey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing. I'm hanging in there like everybody else. I'm all right.
Tell me a little bit about how this is. I mean, I was talking during the first segment that, you know, it can't be easy for you to train. And I watched the 30 for 30 about you and Kobayashi. And this isn't something that you just show up on game day and you eat 100 hot dogs. It doesn't work that way. You've got to get your body ready for this. I mean, yeah. How has your training been derailed by coronavirus? Do you expect to get your best performance this weekend?
This weekend, it's probably. I mean, these ones are different kind of contests. These ones are all pretty short. They're sprints. They're not full capacity. Right now, I'm not as light as I want to. So if they were full capacity contests, I wouldn't be able to push myself to full capacity. But these are quick sprints. We got 2 pounds of bologna. What do we have? A pack of Oreos and a half gallon of milk. 10 pounds of baked beans. So and that it's like every other day. So it's not. Even though I'm not in the best physical shape for eating, I don't think it's going to affect me at all in these. I should be able to put up really good competitive performances. The Oreo contest kind of scares me because. I did some practice with Oreos, and they're hard to eat fast. I did a little practice, and I tore up the roof of my mouth. So that one's going to be a tough event. But it's like you said, for a big contest where like 4th of July, where it's a 10-minute contest where I'm putting in 20 pounds of food, or 17 pounds of food and another 8 pounds of water. It's I put in about almost 8 weeks of work into that one. I usually do my first practice at the end of April for 4th of July. So it's I'll start preparing at the end of the month, like I'm competing on the 4th of July, even though we haven't, nothing's been discussed yet.
So when you say the Oreos kind of worry you, what are the rules as far as, like, I mean, can you pour the milk onto the Oreos and then, like,
no,
make the Oreos so mushy?
Yeah, they don't want, so they want to consume every bit of everything. So they want to drink a half gallon of milk and eat all the Oreos. No crumbs, no dripping the milk. So you can't dunk the Oreos because they need to be splashing. They want you to chew, swallow. You can drink to help it go down. Because everybody's eating in their house, and the judges really, there's not going to be enough direct feedback from judges. So they need to make everybody follow these strict rules. So that in most contests, you've seen the hot dog contest, that some people are dropping bun and they're going to get deductions, or when they're dropping the bun, they're told, hey, you got to pick that up and eat it. In these contests, that's not going to be able to happen. So everybody's going to, at the end of every event, they'll look at everybody's debris and assess a penalty. And hopefully, I don't want to get penalized. So I'm going to do my best to eat clean, chew, get it down. But with these times, there's new rules.
So the way this thing is going to be set up, Friday night is a qualifying round. There's eight of you participating, correct?
Yeah.
So will they take the eight times and then seed you based on those eight times?
That's exactly what they'll do. The top seed will go against the number one seed will go against number eight in the next round, and then number two will go against number seven. Hopefully I can get a really close to the top seed, because Oreos, the next round, is the first elimination. That's the one that I'm most worried about. If I can get through Oreo round, then baked beans will be a breeze, because I'm really fast. I have a good capacity. And then the cup of noodles round, the last round, would be I wouldn't say it's going to be super easy, but I think I have a good technique for the noodles, and I just like the flavor, so that it'll be fast naturally for me.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Do you ever have to eat something that you think is disgusting? Because I'll be honest, bologna is about the grossest lunch meat that I could imagine, and you're going to eat 2 pounds of it. Like, did you, like, say, hey, can we get, like, ham or salami or something that's not bologna? Like, did you make a push for that?
You know, I try not to throw my weight around too much. You're absolutely right, though. The texture of bologna isn't my favorite, but it's only 2 pounds. And so I think I can muscle through it, and it goes along with the quarantine challenge. It's food that's easily available to everybody around the country. If you go to any supermarket, they didn't run out of bologna.
They won't.
So we were able to get bologna pretty easily, and that's probably my least favorite food in this group of four foods. But I should be able to just muscle through it. There's been a couple times I've been doing this 15 years, and it's pretty rare for me to eat a food I don't really like. I think it's like that. Bologna's on the list now. I did cow brain tacos once, which were really rough. I was in Korea and I ate kimchi, and it wasn't just normal kimchi. It was like really ripe and fermented. So there's only a couple contests that the food, it wasn't a favorite of mine, but I'm doing it because I wanted to go to Korea, or I wanted to go I'm going to do this, and I'm going to advance the next round.
Can you have, like, mustard or some kind of condiment on your bologna, or does it have to be just straight bologna?
Well, it has to start straight bologna, but you can put mustard on it. I actually considered that, but if it was a longer contest, I definitely would have done that, but it's only two pounds. And I've done some practice. I'm expecting to be able to do the 2 pounds pretty quickly. So it's going to go down pretty fast. And there's no time. You know, like, and if I choke at all or a little cough, and that's my biggest worry, because there's no time to really make up any lost ground.
Is this a is competitive eating a competition where there is equality amongst the men and women? Because I note that, there is at least there are women in this contest, correct?
Yeah, there's for a long time some of the best eaters in the world were women. Right now, Sonia Thomas she retired. She's but she for a long, when I started, she was the top, not only the top American, but she was also she was not only the top woman, but the top American. And she kicked butt. I think her record for hot dogs is still like 46. And there's only like five guys who have eaten more than her. So, I think culturally, it's when women, like if I look at my fan base on YouTube, it's like 95% men. And, I think women shy away from, eating massive amounts of food. It's just not, they don't, there's something wrong with our culture where they don't think it's all right. But, women, I mean, if you think about it, their physique, they're anatomically, they're able to eat for two people, and they handle pain better than men, and their stomach is made to expand. I think women are naturally just as good as men, if not better.
It says here I'm looking at some of the odds for this event, and it says that the over under for slowest time to complete round one, so 2 pounds of bologna, is 89 seconds, so under a minute and a half. So when you say it's going to go by pretty quickly, and I would expect you will have one of the better times, not the slowest. That, like, are you thinking this is something you can do in, like, around a minute?
I would expect so. I'd be worried because learning is kind of that soft, like, when you let it get to room temperature, it's kind of soft and slimy, and I'm just going to chomp through it. Or maybe I'm not 100% sure. I might do a fold technique. Eat half a stack like a taco, fold it, and then a little sip of water to help it go down. The other thing I'm just hold it like a disc and kind of munch through it. But we'll see. I think the taco method seems like the one that I'm going to use.
Who is the competitor that strikes fear in the heart of Joey Chestnut? Who is the guy that is in this contest that makes you go, oh man, this guy is going to be tough to beat?
There's two. There's Darren Breeden. He's pretty good. He beat me in a cheese curd eating contest, and I think that was a 6 minute contest. And so he's really good at the shorter duration contest. And he starts off into a really fast rhythm right away. Where in the contest, I my first minute's not usually my best. I get into a rhythm. So he's my biggest competition, mostly because he's just really fast out of the gate. And it makes me nervous. But then there's also Gideon Oji. He's a Nigerian guy. He's from Nigeria, lives in Atlanta, and he's a sweetheart. But this guy, he eats food, weird food, really well. I remember he beat me in a kale eating contest, and kale was like, it was raw kale. It was like eating plastic bags. I couldn't get it down, and he was just going through it. He was just plowing through it. So I'm worried that if I really do not want to go against him in the Oreo round, because I have a feeling he'll be able to plow through those Oreos where I know already that I'm not eating as fast as I should. So I need to figure out my technique for Oreos, especially if I go against him.
Nick, don't turn the music on. Turn that music off. I'm not done talking to Joey here. So when you say, you know, the Oreo contest, are you going to be going at the same time as them, or is it going to be you go and then the next guy goes and the next guy goes and then they just take these times?
I'm nearly 100% sure the way they're showing us is we're starting at the same time. I don't know if they're going to try to do something with the delay. It's just so they can commentate differently, but we're eating tomorrow, I don't know when. I thought it was going to be a split screen, but they're not 100% sure how they're going to air it.
What would you say you've eaten the most of during this quarantine time? Is there some particular food that you use to train, or is there something that you just like to eat a lot of?
I've been using this quarantine time to try to eat healthy.
Shame on you.
It's kind of embarrassing that I've been using so much protein supplement, and I have a lemon tree, so I've been drinking tons of lemon, just water with lemon juice. And so I've been trying to drop some pounds, so that when I so that I can just dominate once these contests come back. But as far as my go to, I live really close to it, In-N-Out, and their drive thru's been open, and the kids who work there, they all know me.
I bet.
And they always like, instead of giving me the little shake, they upgraded to like the soda size. That's my guilty pleasure right now.
Yeah, one day I hope to reach that level of celebrity where In-N-Out upgrades me without asking. That's my life goal right there. It looks like the last world record you set before this thing started was Big Macs. 32 Big Macs in 38 minutes back in February. Was that a difficult task for you?
It was not really. I haven't eaten Big Macs since I was just a kid, and it was a little bit hard. Like, I think it took me longer than I thought it would be, but I started sweating in it, I was eating. I knew once my body, if I eat for more than 15 minutes, then I start sweating because my body's starting to try to digest the food and metabolize it. So I start sweating. So towards the end, I was sweating pretty good, but I was still feeling good and I had plenty of capacity. And I was enjoying them. If anybody ever breaks that record, I'm looking forward to try to. I'll smash even more.
I'm sure you see these things, these memes that float around on Twitter or wherever or Instagram, where it's like, could you eat all the food on this tray in 30 minutes? Do you just laugh at those? Is it like not even a challenge for you?
Some of them look like a challenge, but like I think there's one with McDonald's, like double quarter pounders. That picture looks amazing. I think that's like the best advertising pictures I've seen. And it really made my mouth water. I just wanted to. I think I could, if somebody was pushing me, I would be able to do it in 4 minutes. If I was eating it just like really fast on my own, I think it'd be like 6 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, you're the champ for a reason. Tell people where they can see this competition, because obviously we're all dying for any kind of live action. Tell people where they can go to watch you eat this week.
Yeah, it'll be aired tomorrow starting 7 p.m. on YouTube. They can search Major League Eating. It'll be their channel. If they follow me on Twitter, I'm going to be tweeting out links to that as well, and it'll be intense. It's the first time we've done anything like this, so I'm curious to see how it turns out. And if anybody wants to give me some feedback, let me know, hopefully I'll try to improve. We'll see how it goes.
All right, that is Joey Chestnut. Appreciate the time, man, and best of luck to you in this quarantine challenge. Hopefully you'll be out eating hot dogs at Coney Island again soon in front of a bunch of people and big crowds because none of us want to be doing this forever. But enjoy it, my man, and best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much. You stay safe and have a great week or weekend. Right.
That's Joey Chestnut, the Wayne Gretzky of competitive eating, we call him. All right, Nick, now you can start the music up.
Yeah, I'm trying to find these odds on my bookie because I'm curious now after getting some insight from him.
I'll give you the odds on the other side of the break if you want.
That sounds awesome.
All right.
All right. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And that was interesting, a little different. But I loved how he was talking about the strategies, like with the bologna and how he's going to use the taco method or looking at different kind of methods for it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've got their own strategies and stuff like that. I would absolutely have to put mustard or something on bologna. That's just disgusting. But I mean, the fact that he thinks he's going to eat 2 pounds of bologna in a minute, I mean, that kind of maybe you don't need mustard if you're just wolfing it down like that.
Yeah, well, the way he made it sound, I think he's, you know, I think he would be disappointed in a minute.
Yeah.
So, but so you said you had odds on this, sir.
I do. So there's lots of different head-to-head competitions, but the easiest odds are for the quarantine eating challenge winner. Joey Chestnut is even money, and these odds courtesy of Bet Online. Joey Chestnut 1-1. Matt Stoney 4-1. Darren Breeden, who he talked about being a little nervous about, 5-1. Gideon Ogie, another guy he talked about, 6-1. Mickey Sudo, 10-1. Michelle Lesko, 12-1. Nick Wary, 12-1. And Eric Booker, 20-1. So these are your favorites. Joey Chestnut, Matt Stoney, Darren Breeden, Gideon Ogie. Round one fastest time, Joey Chestnut is 3-2. Which,
okay.
It seems like his confidence on the baloney thing seems high, and he seems to put a lot of importance on winning this baloney round. So I think that there might be value there.
That's a fair price, yeah. I think so. I would think he'd be under even money for that.
Yeah. And faster round one time between Mickey Sudo and Michelle Lesko. Mickey is minus 160. Joey Chestnut is minus 300 head-to-head against Matt Stoney. Darren Breeden minus 140 against Gideon Ogie. And Nick Wary minus 200 against Eric Booker. I mentioned the fastest time to compete round one, 69 seconds is the over-under. Slowest time, 89 seconds. I think I'm going to go under on round one.
Yeah, on the fastest time?
Yeah.
Or the slowest?
On the fastest time, like under 69 seconds.
I like that. Yeah, definitely. So when he said 7 o'clock, is that our time or is that Eastern or is that Pacific?
That's a really good question. Let's see what it says here. Yeah, I don't see anything like that. I guess that's a great question that I don't have an answer to.
Just need to know if I need to get my bets in before our show starts, because if it's 6 o'clock Eastern, it'll be over by the time the show is.
Yeah, that's a good point. Will Joey Chestnut make the finals? He is minus 150, yes.
What's no?
Plus 120.
That's not quite enough. Just the way he's talking about the Oreos gives me a little pause.
Yeah, same.
Depending on that matchup.
Will anyone vomit? Yes. Is plus 800.
Ooh.
I don't think there's enough food there to make someone vomit.
No, the only thing though about when you're talking about cookies and that much sugar, if somebody's not used to that, then I could see that happening, but yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Like Joey Chestnut ate 25 and a half ice cream sandwiches in 6 minutes.
Jeez.
He ate, how many? Okay.
And he's worried about Oreos?
He holds. Well, I think he's worried about the texture. He's not worried about the sugar. Because think about this. 55, he holds the record for this. 55 glazed donuts in 8 minutes. 257 Hostess donuts, 6 minutes. So I don't think he's too worried about the sugar content. How about this one? 14 and a half pounds of boysenberry pie in 8 minutes.
Jeez.
Sugar content, not a problem. Not a problem.
Yeah, probably not.
121 Twinkies in 6 minutes. He holds that record too.
Yeah, I was looking at his records on Wikipedia. It's longer than most people's Wikipedia page.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
So, any other odds worth looking at?
No, I think that's it. That's the gist of it. So, but I think I'm going to watch.
Yeah, as long as it's not when we're on air, and if I can find this on my bookie and can get.
If we're on air, I'm just taking a sick day tomorrow. All right, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. They are saving our listeners huge amounts of money on their home insurance. The world's changing very fast, obviously, but TGS, they got ahead of the curve. And I didn't realize this. I didn't realize how much I was paying for my homeowner's insurance. But if you own your home, you should probably figure it out. And I own multiple homes, so I saved multiple times over because I was paying too much on both policies. Guys, All you need is an address, too. It takes 15 seconds. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. Send that back. They'll send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this company, these savings are legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 800 reviews, and the average customer saving nearly $900 a year. And I saved even more than that. You can save crazy money. There's no need to wait till your renewal. TGS, they're going to get you the money, save you right away, and help you get refunded on your previous policy right away. TGS Insurance is open right now. That's the other thing. The other guys aren't even open. You can't go into an insurance office right now. TGS is open, though. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.